Posse. Dearest Bill, the children much appreciated your last correspondence. I, too, miss the press of your face against my bosom and your loins pressed against mine. I, too, see you everywhere in the faces of our children, of which, unfortunately, there is one less. The news at home could be better. Our third-born Abel has been trampled by our bull, and I regret to inform you that he has gone home to our dear Lord. Since the ground remains frozen, we are keeping his body in the root cellar, hoping for a warmer spring to lay him to rest. Ringo has taken up his share of the chores, but due to his extremely short stature and stick-like limbs, he is sorely falling behind on chopping wood. At this rate, we will burn through our reserves and be forced to use our feces for fuel. I would hate to do that again. As you may recall, our dearest Ezekiel died from fecal asphyxiation a short score ago when we began our humble homestead. I yearn for you to remain healthy along your sojourn, for I will need your seed to produce more loving hands for our farm. The field is fertile and lush, much like the potholes you have been sticking your pole in on your travels. Please stop remembering me when you see non-sentient things, for a choked chicken will yield no eggs. Our Lord and Father God keeps his eyes fixed upon your countenance forevermore. Martha.